Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Right, back to the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. And I told you we had a great show for you. This one's called Don't Lick That. Have I got that right, Lana?
Yes, that's it.
That's what you've decided to call your show, Don't Lick That.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically a show where I try to lick different objects around the room. No.
No, it's not. Lana Walters is the star of the show, and she's at Bats Theatre from next Tuesday in Wellington. Oh, that's a nice venue. And then Auckland the following week. And Lana is a great comic, and I was partway through saying earlier that if you have been trying to decide something to go along and see, this is a great one to go for. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How's the lead up to the festival been? I know it's a sort of a frantic period of writing and testing stuff out and thinking, have I got an hour or have I accidentally only got 20 minutes or have I got 2 hours? How's it been?
It's very exciting. I just did Melbourne Comedy Festival, so I feel pretty warm after doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. How was that?
Oh, it was fantastic. I just did 2 weeks there, and I got to see a lot of shows and get really inspired by everyone. And the standard there is very, very high, so I was basically like, oh, better up my gag rate to match some of these international comics. So, yeah, very inspiring.
I mean, it's tough when you become a parent, eh? Because stand-up, the life of a stand-up comic is sort of geared towards the young single person with no attachments. You're still young, obviously, but you do have a child now. And we're talking about leaving the country for a week or going out late and doing shows. And so how has that kind of changed your speed as a comedian?
Yeah, it is definitely a massive gear change. Going and doing gigs isn't that hard because my partner will watch her. I have a very supportive partner. But it's finding time to let your mind wander and come up with ideas and just sit in a cafe for a couple of hours and come up with ideas. It's because all of your time is taken up. You don't have as much lazy thinking time, which I think is very important for creativity.
Like life is hard when you've got a young child. And so to say to your partner, hey, I'm just going to go to the cafe for a couple of hours, even if they technically know that is your job, that's quite a hard sell.
Yeah, definitely. So I've had to be a lot more disciplined since I had a kid with my writing. Once I got her down to bed at the end of the night, I would say, I'm not watching any lovely HBO TV shows tonight. I have to do 90 minutes of writing.
Right. With all that creative energy you've got left at the end of a long day.
Yeah, when you're totally drained. And I have this fantastic writing coach, Nick Rado, who sort of says to me, do at least 90 minutes because the first half hour, it'll be sludge. You won't come up with anything. And then your brain will start ticking over. And probably by the end of the 90, you'll be like, oh, I'm on fire now.
Yeah.
I want to keep going.
Yeah.
So, it's just a different discipline.
And so as much of the material in your show, Don't Lick That, inspired by your experience as a parent?
Yeah, it's 100% just chat about daily life with a toddler. And we went on a massive overseas trip with her. So it's about travel with a toddler.
Gosh.
I talk about how I watched a lot of travel vloggers in the build-up to this trip to sort of figure out how to do it. And I got sort of seduced by how easy they made it look. Like, they would have these trips like, we went to 100 countries with our 2-year-old twins.
Yeah, and it was easy.
they look so happy and they're not divorced.
Yeah.
So you think, well, look, as long as I just buy the, you know, the colouring in book that they said I should buy, then this is going to be a breeze.
How was Qatar Airport?
It was really bad. She almost escaped from us. She almost ran away many times. She tried to run under the customs, and there were all these men, you know, these soldiers holding guns who were watching on, and you get very nervous in these situations. You're like, this is the one scenario when we're going through airport security where there's a man with a gun where I just need you to be chill.
Yeah. And then what about this petting zoo you went to?
Yeah. We went to... So one of the countries we went to was Georgia, which is a beautiful country. But we went to a petting zoo, which I should have looked up the TripAdvisor reviews for, since I'm not sure it's particularly animal friendly. Yeah, there was a monkey that stole my daughter's dummy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, which was actually a gift to us because we were trying to get her to kick the dummy at the time.
Yeah.
And so once the monkey had the dummy, we every time she asked for it since then, we were just like, hey, look.
Monkey got it.
Monkey got it. Which I hear is like a really good technique for getting rid of like dummies or yeah, different things, is to have a story of your family.
Act of God, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's come in a little closer to the microphone if you can. Hey, you are doing a show for parents to come to?
Yes, I'm doing, well, anyone can come, but I am doing a matinee show on the 15th, which mums can bring their babies to. So if you want to come along and breastfeed, or, you know, if you haven't got many opportunities to see shows, you can come see this one. It's in Wellington.
Which, I have got to mention the recent situation in Australia with the mum who came with the baby, and that's kind of create this whole sort of cultural storm. Are you taking advantage of that and saying, hey, you're totally welcome at my show?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I could see both sides of that story,
yeah,
with Arjun.
As a comedian, right?
For sure. Like, as a performer, like, you've got, he said he had a certain tone to the show that and it was a 700 people theatre, so it's a really big show. But I also can see the mum, like, she's brave for going out and breastfeeding at a show and taking her baby. Like, the more normalised we can make that, the better. So I see both sides of it. But
so you're doing the mums and bubs in Wellington. You're doing one in Auckland as well?
No, just Wellington at this stage. But if there's a huge demand, then I'm a bit nervous. I mean, Morgana O'Reilly said she's done them before, and she says they're absolutely hectic. So
yeah, I guess you just kind of loosen your act up a bit, right? And if someone makes a noise, you go with it rather than pretending it's not actually happening.
Yeah, you just go with the cacophony, I guess, and work with it. But yeah, I've had more disruptive adults than babies. I actually had a baby in my Melbourne show, and that was fine. But I had a man in the audience. I was talking about taking the baby on a flight, and he yelled out, he said, whenever I see a baby on a flight, I tell the mother, shut that baby up. Just like, what?
That's just his contribution.
That was his, put his hand up to say that. So, yeah.
Seems like a great guy. Well, Don't Lick That is the memorable name of the show. Lana Walters is the comedian. Look out for her in Wellington and Auckland as part of the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.